Just in case we missed it, you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. Keep it tuned here. All right, welcome to the show, and it is the Haberdashers' only holiday show of the year this year, and I was able to refrain from playing Christmas music all in the weeks leading up to tonight's show because I knew that we had that the Man in the Gray Flannel Suit show was scheduled for Christmas Eve, and I had a commitment from the family, Ilnicki, to join me up here. So we've got everybody up here, Henry and Malcolm and Caroline and Helen, and then we've got Ellie Winfred, also known as Ellie Winston from the Wild Chapatula show here, with her dad, Blue Indian, also known as Uncle Kelvin. And so we're here for a big time. We're going to play holiday music for the next 2 hours. At midnight, we'll be looking for Santa on the roof, and we got all sorts of great music plans. So does anybody else want to say anything?
Hi, everybody.
Woohoo! Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I'm waving.
No? All right. You know, you have plenty of chance to talk. So,
welcome.
So we started
this. This is your chance.
We should all introduce ourselves.
Yeah, introduce yourself.
Introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Malcolm and Nikki, freshman.
I don't have to introduce myself. I've been up here plenty, unlike Malcolm.
Restart.
Hi, everybody.
That's Kevin. Ellie, hey, Merry Christmas. Caroline, you going to say hi? And Caroline and Ellie are community calendar guys, so they were on this week.
This week coming,
they'll be on community calendar.
Oh, I'm Helen. Also, they are DJs Saturday morning on another station.
Not WDC.
WDCE, yeah, yeah. 90.1 FM. The Wild Chapatulas, do not miss it. Saturday, 9 to 11.
Cool.
All right. Okay. So this next set, we started off with the Roaches. That's one of Helen's favorite Christmas tunes. I know that. And we're going to go from the Roaches. We're going to play three quick songs about kind of mistaken Santa IDs. Here we go.
Okay.
Sleigh bells ring. I never saw the red-nosed reindeer like they show on the TV screen. But he sure brought a lot of presents, so Santa Claus he must have been. Well, he sure looked a lot like Daddy, and Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, and Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was a much in. He didn't come down the chimney. Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy, and Daddy looked a lot like him. Thank you.
Yes, Akimi.
Do you know what happened last night?
What happened, Akim?
Well, I saw Santa Claus, and do you know what?
What, Akimi?
He looked a lot like you. He was handsome.
I can dig it.
He was black.
Right on.
He had an afro. He was really out of sight. Now I'm going to tell everybody that I saw Santa.
Everyone's abandoned me. They're all exchanging gifts in the kitchen. But I'll tell you what you heard in that set, and then we'll get back and play some more music because we got a lot of Christmas music we want to play tonight. If you hear people in the background, they're just having a good time because it's Christmas Eve. We're 44 minutes away from Santa hitting the roof here. We'll let you know if he arrives, and we'll let you know if there's any weather reports that mention Santa. But meanwhile, we started that set off with Reverend Horton Heat with Santa Looked a Lot Like Daddy. The Ronettes from the classic Phil Spector's A Christmas Gift for You. I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. And then Akeem and Van, Teddy Production Company from A John Waters Christmas. We heard Santa Claus is a Black Man. All right, we're going to get some more music going right now. And if you feel like it, call us in the studio, 649-9737. But this is the Haberdashers and the Ilnickys Christmas Gift for You. So enjoy.
Presents for my baby and me. Their windows were dark. No one knew he was there. All the Who's were all dreaming sweet dreams without care.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your song, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole.
All I need is a reindeer. So he took his dog Max, and he took some black thread, and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then the Grinch said, "Giddy up!" And the sleigh started down to the homes where the Who's lay a snooze in their town. This is stop number one, the old Grinchy Claus hissed as he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch. But if Santa could do it, then so could the Grinch. Then he slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present. Pop guns, pompanoos, pantookas and drums, checkerboards, thistle binks, popcorn and plums, and he stuffed them in bags. Then the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags, one by one, up the chimney.
You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty scum. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch.
The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nose. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning, creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Says a hippo is a vegetarian. There's lots of room for him in our two-car garage. I'd feed him there and wash him there and give him his massage. I can see me now on Christmas morning, creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been.
I'm hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
Hold your hands there just like ours.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace roar.
So really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
drink? No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
rising
how
like starlight
to
now.
Break the spell.
I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no, sir.
If I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Oh,
but it's cold.
Outside. I simply must go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is
baby,
no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome has been
how lucky that you
so
dropped in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window where there's storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Oh, your lips look delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get home.
Baby, you freeze out there.
Say, lend me your coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been great.
I'll thrill when you touch my hair.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and I
really can't stay.
Get rid of that holdout. How about
it's cold
outside.
All right, we're back, and so that was from the Elf soundtrack, Leon Redbone and Zoe Deschanel, Baby It's Cold Outside. Gayla Peavy from Dr. Demento Collection gave us I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. Amy Mann did a killer cover of Your Mean One, Mr. Grinch from One More Drifter in the Snow. And Bruce Springsteen started the set out with Merry Christmas, Baby, and that was an Il Nicky family highlight, I think, this year, was going to see Springsteen, and I think Malcolm has been listening to better music ever since, which is kind of the same effect Springsteen had on Henry 6 or 8 years ago. So, but that was a fun night. So it's Christmas. We've all been running around, and now we're kind of mellowing out, and we're in the studio here, sort of. What a week, what a day, what a weekend to try to catch. You know, my kids had exams all last week, so felt like we were trying to do all the Christmas traditions in like the last 48 hours. And then a good friend of ours that used to have a party after that we would go to after the Christmas pageant in our church has a new store, and so was unable to do that. So we were looking for a new Christmas tradition. We had dinner this evening at a wonderful restaurant in town, in Carytown, a French restaurant. I won't say the name because that would mean that they would be getting some free pub, so I can't do that. But we had a wonderful dinner, and our waiter is a WRIR volunteer named Ahmed.
He had a little box out there.
He has a box out there. I don't even have a box out there. I've been here for 5 years. I don't have a box. Anyway, he was a very nice.
A more loyal volunteer.
I guess so. What do you got to do to get a box around here? Anyway, Lordy, I tell you, I'm not getting any Christmas gifts, and I don't have a box at the station. I mean, they have a loaf. The dog has more voting rights than me. That's anyway. So
that Gumbo.
Gumbo.
Bye, you. Oh.
Gumba has Warburg. So we've got
the Gumbinator.
Kevin is one of our oldest friends, and in fact, he lived on our block for many years, and he found his way onto our block by calling Helen and suggesting that we sell him the house we had just moved into.
Forgot about that.
Helen said, I don't think so, but I believe
proactive.
An old lady
it's
died
nice
down
block.
The street, and you might want her house. And so Kevin moved in with his daughter, and Caroline and Ellie have been, you know, best buds ever since, and it's been a lot of fun growing up with Kevin.
14 years ago,
yeah,
really.
It was a long time ago.
Now we're three.
So, anyway, it's we're Kevin's going to read some underwriting. Helen's going to read a PSA, and then we'll play some more. We've got a bluesy set coming up.
Who's going first?
Kevin.
I'll go first.
You go first. You practice.
Ready? I'm a very good DJ voice.
Sounds great.
Portions of today's programming are made possible by producer-director Jerry Williams, a.k.a. TV Jerry. Since 1980, Jerry has been working with local and national clients to produce creative media, including DVDs, webcasts, commercials, and long-form videos. For the past 13 years, Jerry's website, Tales from the Grips, has featured news and dirt of Richmond's production community, as well as movie reviews at tvjerry.com. dot.
Excelente. All right. And I'm reading a PSA?
Yes.
Okay. Property settlement agreement.
Every month, the galleries at the main branch of the Richmond Public Library at 101 East Franklin Street provide a range of free art for patrons. December's exhibits include a collection of black and white photographs, books, photos, and artifacts from the First World War, prints, handmade fishing lures, and more. These exhibits will stay up all month. Full details, including hours, are at richmondpubliclibrary.org.
Cool beans. So
check it out.
I got to give a shout out to Malcolm, who's up here with us, but he was Joseph in the pageant this year at our church. And although it's a non-speaking role because none of the kids actually speak, there's a narrator that narrates the whole story of the birth of Christ. I'd say it was one of the most interesting takes on Joseph ever. He had a full gray beard. It looked like something out of a Halloween costume. And then he had a sort of a hoodie on. And I think he was scaring some of the younger angels, but it was the most bizarre looking Joseph you ever saw. It was really quite funny. All right, we'll get back to the music.
They've already signed him up for next year.
It was such a great performance. Anyway, we're going to do a little bluesy Christmas set here. If you're listening and you feel like calling, go ahead. Someone that called earlier, thanks for the call, and I'm glad if you're at work, you know, we're making it better because it's a tough night to be at work.
After all is said and done, my folks and friends are the only one. Take the next 6 months to pay my bills. Time to think about it gives me chills. I don't care. Christmas comes but once a year.
Remind me of your love. That means so much to me. Here's to you, woman. May Christmas bring you happiness.
you say yes, how happy I will be. Oh, what a Merry Christmas it will be. So I'm asking now, baby, would you marry me? I want to settle down, raise a family. Yes, a boy for you and a 10-pound girl for me.
Thanks for such a wonderful year. not only to you, to God, number one, to you, number two, and for all the wonderful things. You know, when I look at a beautiful day, I say,
let's
God is happy. Do you mind if I sing one time?
Make this Christmas mean something this year.
I say it's happy because the birds are tweeting, the sun is shining, the wind is blowing, the breeze, the leaves are flying. Everybody feels nice. We just say, oh God, thanks for all the wonderful things. Even see a little snow sometimes. But you know, God only knows how the Christmas is gonna look. So one more time, I'll say,
let's make this Christmas.
One more time, I want you to sing one more time.
Let's.
No, no.
Make this Christmas.
No.
Mean something.
Let's make it look all right.
This year.
Now let's make our next year be as nice as this year. Now Christmas got to be the kind of a Christmas that we remember long time ago. You remember when everybody used to look forward to Santa Claus? You'd want to know what you're going to have the next day. You couldn't wait until Christmas morning to jump up. But that's the morning that you wouldn't go to your table. You'd go straight to your little sack, hanging on the mantle, over the fireplace. Let's you know, I just enjoyed this. And I really can't find enough words that would really make me express myself, the good feeling that I have. But I want to say thanks. Thank you, God. And now, let's make Christmas the kind of a Christmas that we remember. You know, you made Christmas very, very beautiful for me in my past years. But let's make this Christmas good for everybody. The kind of a Christmas that Mom, Dad, Granddad.
Let's
make Christmas.
Make this Christmas.
And all the bags and wings. No, 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 no.
Need something.
Oh! Ah!
This year. Let's
make Christmas. Let's make it a beautiful.
Make this Christmas
a lovable.
Mean something.
Enjoy a Christmas now, now, now.
This year.
Oh! Let the violin play.
Let
the violin play now. So good. Come on.
Make this Christmas.
Hey! Hey!
Hey! Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah!
This year.
Yeah! Yeah! No!
thank you.
I'll see you. I'll see you Christmas morning. If I don't, you see Santa Claus.
Well, 'cause now I got my own self. They dress me
up and they cut my hair, and now they're gonna give me the chair.
I told you so.
All right, I got some of the younger folks in the studio now, thank goodness. Let me tell you what you heard in that set, and then Malcolm's going to intro the next song. But that was Who Said There Ain't No Santa Claus, Ron Holden and the Thunderbirds, from a collection called Bummed Out Christmas. From a collection called Christmas Groove, we heard Let's Get Together This Christmas, the Harvey Avern Band. James Brown gave us Let's Make Christmas Mean Something This Year. The Staple Singers gave us Who Took the Merry Out of Christmas, Room Full of Blues, I Told Santa Claus. B.B. King gave us Christmas Celebration, and Charles Brown at the top of the set from his very cool record, Cool Christmas Blues. We heard Christmas Comes But Once a Year. And all right, so Malcolm, tell us about what's coming next, because you're the one that told me about this. You don't want to tell? No, you don't want to tell me about it. All right, well, we're going to hear a good friend of ours, a good friend of Henry's, Nelson Mills. His brother is in the... Bow Ties, which is kind of a small a cappella group at St. Christopher School, and apparently they released their first ever little EP, and it's out. And we're going to hear I'm sad to say it's a Justin Bieber cover, but it is what it is. We're going to hear Julian Mills with his radio debut doing Mistletoe right here.
It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spreading so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. I don't wanna miss out on a holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. With you, shorty, with you, with you, shorty, with you, under the mistletoe. With you, shorty, with you, shorty, with you, under the mistletoe. Everyone's gathering around the fire. Chestnuts roasting like a hot July. I should be chilling with my folks, I know, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Word on the streets and it's coming tonight. Reindeer flying through the sky so high. I should be making a list, I know, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. With you, shorty, with you, with you, shorty, with you, with you, under the mistletoe. With you, shawty, with you, shawty, with you, under the mistletoe.
Hello.
The wise men follow the star, the way I follow my car, and it'll let me so unmiracle.
Hello.
Don't you buy me nothing.
Don't you buy me nothing.
I am feeling one thing. Your lips on my lips. That's a very Merry Christmas. It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spreading so much heat. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. I don't wanna miss out on a holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. With you, shorty, with you, shorty, with you, under the mistletoe. With you, shorty, with you, shorty, with you, under the mistletoe.
Kiss me underneath the mistletoe. Show me, baby, that you love me so.
Mistletoe.
Kiss me underneath the mistletoe. Show me, baby, that you love me so.
Julian Mills, right here on WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome. Hold on, your mic wasn't on.
Oh, let me repeat that. Go, Julian. That was awesome.
All right. So you're listening to the Man in the Gray Flannel Suit Show, the Christmas edition, and it is Christmas. Merry Christmas, folks. It's 12:05 here on Christmas morning. A long way to go before some of us are opening gifts. Some of you young parents may be just a few hours away from wake-up time. Henry, did you catch that? We had Julian Mills here.
Yeah, I did listen to that. That was great. It makes me,
is his mic working?
Yeah, it is
makes
now.
Makes me miss the days of singing.
Yeah, that was... We enjoyed watching you sing, but
anyway. Henry is a former bow tie.
Former bow tie. So that was the bow ties. Julian Mills,
we never recorded
St. Christopher.
Anything,
yeah.
Y'all should have. Maybe you can get a reunion.
All right, we bought a new CD today, a new Christmas music CD. Malcolm likes this track, and it's a band that both Helen and Caroline are really into.
The Shins.
Here we go.
Oh,
Woo!
The mood is right. The spirit's up. We're here tonight.
All right. Thanks to Michael Miracle for turning me on to that Rolling Stones parody, Get Off of My Roof, Jerry and the Landslides. Before that, we heard Mick Jagger himself with Joss Stone doing Lonely Without You This Christmas. Then, of course, Keith Richards' cover of Run, Run, Rudolph. The Shins before that from the CD we bought today, Holidays Rule, Wonderful Christmas Time. And at the top of the set, Julian Mills and the rest of the Bowties gave us Justin Bieber's Mistletoe. So I hope you enjoyed that. It's 12:17, about 40 minutes till Josh Sturgill and Mother's Milk takes over for the only boozed up radio program. What a way to kick off your Christmas morning with Josh. So stay tuned for that. If you've had enough shopping, wrapping, and all the other
stressing
that go with the holidays, you might need to pour yourself a couple stiff ones and listen to Josh's show from 1 to 3 this evening. Helen, are you going to share underwriting with us, and then we'll play some more music?
I'm going to. VCU Arts. Broadcasts of WRIR is made possible in part by VCU Arts, a nationally ranked program featuring 16 visual, design, and performing arts departments and a campus in Qatar.
Yeah.
arts.vcu.edu.
Thank you for that. All right. I'm going to play a long one. I love this track. I love this record, actually. Yorma McCockinen's holiday record. And this is a great track. Thank you.
I've been making plans for a season filled with cheer. I've got my round trip ticket, and I can't wait to make it home this year. I can't wait to see those colored lights shining, the snow sparkle like the eyes of the children lining shop windows. Hello, my old hometown. I've been away for too long. Old friends are coming around. We'll be singing the same song. Stars on top of the trees, stockings hung in fireplaces. All hearts are filling with love. See the smiles on all faces. I've got my Christmas list marked up with hugs and kisses. There's one special name, and I sure hope she misses me.
What you gonna name that pretty little baby?
All right, that was Andy Mowat, and that goes out to his dad, Ted, who turned me on to his son's music earlier this year. And that goes out to any of the Arrowheads. And I know one old friend in particular I saw on Facebook, her dad was visiting and is sick. So anyway, that goes out to Ted Mowat. That's Andy Mowat from his new Christmas record, It's Beginning to Sound a Lot Like Christmas. Before that, from American Folk Songs for Christmas, we heard Mike Peggy and Penny Seeger. Josh was hoping there was a relation to Bob. I don't think so. Mary, what you going to name that pretty little baby? Tim O'Brien from Sugar Plums gave us Making Plans. And at the top of that long set was Jorma Kaukonen from Christmas with Jorma Kaukonen, Holiday Marmalade. So that brings us up to speed. I got one last PSA to read, and then we've got about 20 minutes of